League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sometimes, many times you may be doing other things and you want to put some headphones in and kind of do your thing, but also kind of tap in. And Raycon can be a great resource for that, especially in the summertime. It's warm. You want to be enjoying the sun, the rays, doing all the things, but also maybe you're having a cookout or whatever you're doing. You may want to have some headphones in while you're being multitasking a bit, and Raycon can just be really, really helpful for that. They are the perfect summer accessory, whether you're going hard at the gym, enjoying the sun and taking those work calls outside, or jamming out while barbecuing to your favorite tunes. Enjoy premium audio that goes where you go. Their latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery life, okay, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. I just want to reiterate that 32-hour battery life, because there is nothing worse than being ready, right, to listen to some music, especially if you go to the gym and you ready, and then everything, your headphones are dead. There is nothing worse. But with a 32-hour battery life, that is going to save you, okay? That's going to save you every time. The other thing I need to talk about is they have noise cancellation. And I just want to express that discovering noise cancellation. Have headphones not always had noise cancellation? Because when I figured out noise cancellation, I said, oh, well, this makes a massive difference. And Raycon has noise cancellation, and I can't even express how much of a difference that it makes. Like the difference is insane. So Raycon starts at just half the price of other premium audio brands. The earbuds come in a spectrum of vibrant colors to match your summer vibe. I have purple because I think those are cute. And so I cannot recommend them more for, again, all the things that I recommend that I use them for, whether it's just because it's summer and you want to be out being cute, or you take your kids to the park and you need headphones in for that, whether you're going to the gym, whether you're listening to a podcast, whatever it is, those are some of the reasons I do, but yes. So again, I am very excited to tell you about Raycon because I love my Raycon earbuds. Whether I'm going to the gym, whether I'm at the park with my kids and listening to a podcast or listening to a trial, whether I am at the house cooking and have some slow jams and want to kind of vibe out to that, whatever the reason or use I have for them, they have been amazing. Again, especially because these noise cancellations, they make such a difference, and they can make a difference for you as well. And if you're loving your Raycons, they offer a 30-day happiness guarantee, return policy, no questions asked. We also love that. So go to buyraycon.com/GJ.
GJ.
To get 15% off Raycon's best-selling everyday earbuds. Right now, Raycon is offering 15% off their best-selling everyday earbuds only at buyraycon.com/GJ. buyraycon.com/GJ.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just got to drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that, true!
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us on today's episode of the Gin and Juice podcast, a super late episode. Aubrey, we want to tell you thank you so much for turning this over in 24 hours. I know you are going to be as stressed as I am.
You already gave her a heads up.
I will after this.
Ah, so the answer to that question right now is no.
Correct.
Hey, girl.
When you listen and when you're scrubbing through and you're getting to the ads part and you listen to this part, just know in my heart, I apologize to you. I just want to say that to you. We want to thank our sponsors.
Yes, we do. And that is Earnin and DraftKings Casino.
Thank you guys so much for sponsoring today's episode. Okay. Girl, Danielle, why you forget to submit your pop the trunk? Go ahead and submit it right now. You can go to, I forgot the website, but you can go to it. It's somewhere. It's either in my link in my bio or it's on the notes. It's definitely on the notes on YouTube. So go there because you will definitely be able to find it. Yes, let's pop the trunk on America. I 100% concur. Before we do a long story short, I want to pop the trunk on TikTok.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why.
I'm emailing Aubrey. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to pop the trunk on TikTok. Have you ever been scrolling, minding your business, having a great time, laughing, kiki-ing on the talk, and then you get to an ad and it gets stuck, and no matter how many times you try to scroll,
there is a weird thing.
And then you gaslight yourself to think it's just you, because eventually by the third time it works, but it, then you realize every ad this happens, it's not us, it's them.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
I want y'all to stop doing that. That is annoying. And for months, I've been like, why does this happen? And then you realize, oh, it's only on ad. Y'all doing this.
Yeah.
Y'all are doing this. Or if you hit an ad that's really good and you're like, oh, I want to see who this creator is, but it takes you outside of the TikTok app and instead takes you onto like a website. That's ever happened to you?
Mm-mm.
So many times I've been on some random website because I'm thinking I'm going to go to the creator's profile. Okay. No.
Oh.
Once they buy that ad, you're not going to anywhere, the creator's profile. It's taking you to Sephora.com or wherever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, that's where it's taking you to. Burns me up inside. Just irritates my soul. And over the course of this week, it finally happened where I realized, and I was like, this is a plan from y'all. Y'all are doing this
to me.
Probably
gonna get worse now that April 5th is the last day. That was an exaggeration. April 5th is their deadline.
It is like the fifth or seventh. It is something like that. We got 75 days, and we inside of them 75 days, and it's like the fifth is something around that 10.
It's April. I'm pretty sure April 5th.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, anyway, my point was it's probably gonna get worse. Oops, as they near that date. And just start doing what they want.
I know. Something else happened the other day when it crashed. And I was like, these are the bugs that I won't be able to fix anymore.
Sure won't.
This is it. When we were on set yesterday, he was a set designer. Or actually more like wardrobe. He was like, I want to get on TikTok so bad, but I never deleted it. I mean, I never downloaded it before the ban.
And now
I really want to get on it, but I can't. And I was like, just off GP, you should have had it. Just off, like, on the just in case, you should have had it. And now it's too late. I'm so sorry. Because we have been having, if you haven't followed, what's that woman's name? Olika?
Does she even have an actual page?
No. It's only clips.
It's only people posting her.
The New Yorker, okay, that found herself in Pakistan.
Onija,
thank you. Oh, she does? What? I've never seen.
She has a page?
She's saying she does. Put up her TikTok name.
What's her TikTok?
Yeah, put up her TikTok name, please. Because I want to follow her.
Oh, she's so funny.
She is the best.
Oh, my gosh.
She is the best. I heard she's now in Dubai.
She is. She was being rude to them people. She was like, if you say something to me, I'm gonna burn your face. I'm gonna burn your face.
In Dubai?
Yes. I was like, girl, you just got there.
Relax.
Why are you being so mean already? And the guy was just looking like.
The thing is, part of the problem is that her, as a New Yorker, she's just a New Yorker. Like, she doesn't even mean half the stuff she says. It's just
aggression.
Yeah, it's just New York aggression. It's just New York personality. Like, y'all roads is trash and I can help you. And I need $20,000 a week USD. That is a demand.
I need 100K in my bank account.
This is my team.
Today. Yeah, she kept telling us that's my team.
This is my team.
And then she was like, you want to answer that? And the person was like,
no.
And then she said, they asked her, where's your family? Or no, if she's going back to her country. And then she said, before she answered, she said, it's private, but no.
I said, wait, is it private or no? Why are you answering the questions that you're saying you're not going to answer?
That woman.
Savannah, slow down. I'm not insulting New Yorkers. I'm just recognizing New Yorkers for New Yorkers.
Oh, no. I don't act like New York is not aggressive.
I was about to say, like,
every New Yorker I've ever met,
it's just very New York. It's
lives
in the
life
DNA
with aggression.
It's in the DNA.
I think it's y'all winters. I think y'all winters mess y'all up. I think all New Yorkers, y'all are truly pissed off because it's so effing cold. And it's cold for a long time.
It's cold, cold.
I think y'all live life aggressively.
Very aggressively. That's why when I watched her, I enjoyed it so much. I was like, you guys, truly, honestly, she's just a New Yorker. Like, it's really not.
Yes.
She don't mean no harm.
No.
It's all bark, no bite. Like, it's just, I'm a New Yorker. This is the way we talk. You can get with it or not. That's what it is.
I need $100K to do real estate.
Correct.
Because y'all roads are bad. Like, what are you talking?
And I can help you.
But then her amount always changes. It's 20,000.
That was my favorite part.
100,000, 5,000. End of the day, end of the week, tomorrow.
My favorite part.
We're going to have a baby and move to Dubai.
My favorite part was her recognizing in real time. And I think that's why the amounts kept changing. Because she would recognize in real time, I need $2,000. That's not a lot.
No.
A week.
And then had to emphasize USD because.
And USD.
How are you telling their government to give you US dollars?
Yes.
They
don't have that. I need $20,000 up front for me. That's for me. What's left over, I'm going to fix y'all infrastructures.
Because it's all bad around here. Me and my team. This is my team. This is my team.
He said, what did he call her? My US sister. She said, no. I'm Pakistani.
I'm getting my Pakistani passport. No, you're not.
Yes,
they're
is.
Not about to let you do
yes,
that. At McDonald's eating the fries. Who did her eyebrows? Why are her eyebrows like that?
It's my favorite.
And all literally. The spoofs of her, I saw a baby and they look like they put tape over the baby's eyebrows and then just colored them.
It is the best.
What a time. This is why TikTok can't go away.
Literally.
Because we get the best. This is
and the
creativity.
Pakistani people were so nice and patient and understanding. She was calling these press conferences.
And people were shooting.
That's what I didn't understand. Could you imagine someone in the U.S. just being like, I'm calling the press conferences and ABC and C, and everybody just pulls up,
show
TMZ? No, they're not doing that.
Yeah, but I found I think he is from Pakistan. I don't think he lives there now. But maybe he does. I don't know. But he started like telling the story from the beginning.
Uh-huh. Oh, send him. Me.
I have to find him. I just randomly. But I didn't realize this woman went there. And then when she went to the door of her husband.
Oh.
Right. And then he was like, because I guess she catfished him as a white woman.
Yeah.
And then when she showed up, he was like, well, you not white. And then his mama was like, she's definitely not white. And shut the door on this woman. This woman just camped out in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so she started getting attention. I didn't know that was
but
the origin
story. But how are you even drawing attention to yourself? What was she doing?
Saying she not leaving. And that's her husband. But wait. Why she just go sit? She had been there since October. Why she go
she
sit in the parking
October.
Lot? And then people start, when she was in Dubai, people were following her. She looked like she had a fan club. I said, see?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean I haven't seen her in Dubai. I just heard that she is going there.
We had our the barrier for entry, the barrier for attention is so low.
Oh, yeah.
We just be like, are you dancing? We'll watch. Keep on. Somebody hit this. Play it again. We tapped in. This has been that woman is she's pregnant.
She's pregnant? No.
I know she was saying she wanted to be, though, because we're going to have our baby.
I don't think they ever had relations, no?
I don't think so, because she's not the white woman he thought.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He not attracted to her. He like, bruh, what are you doing?
She was a time. And listen, I went from that. I got on World Talk, which is great. I got on Canadian Talk. I actually think I got on Canadian Talk, and that was my gateway to World Talk. This man was in the grocery store in Canada. In the grocery store, did I say that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said, you see these signs? And they had little signs on, like, on the products. And it was like, buy Canadian, buy Canadian, buy Canadian, buy Canadian. And they moved all the American imported stuff to the
bottom
shelf. And all of the Canadian stuff was eye level. And I was like,
is it cheaper than American stuff? That's the question.
Well, you know, just the psychology of things, even if it is, you'd have to go out of your way to look
Yeah, yeah.
Low, yeah. You know what I mean? And they so pissed off at America, they probably pay the extra.
Well, I was thinking if they did that, you know what the problem is? If they did something like that here, was like buy American and then they put Canada or like one of these other countries, I'd go low. I'd buy the cheapest. I'd be like, wait, where does America stop? Okay, I'm buying that stuff.
Listen, Brenda said I'm Canadian and I will pay the extra. I think so too. They're so mad at us. Then, Brenda, are you on Canadian talk? Because the folk, this one woman said, why is no one in America talking about how Canadians are prepared for war? I said,
are they? War with us?
Yes.
Canada?
Yes.
War with us?
Yes.
The one that's by Detroit?
Yes.
We just talked about where Canada is with Detroit.
I said, now, Savannah, slow
they
down.
They sharing their Wi-Fi.
Literally.
I said,
Canada, we don't have no beef with y'all. We don't have no beef.
Detroitans, y'all better move. Y'all better leave.
Canada,
we said it goes to Washington, Detroit, and New York.
No, Detroit ain't low. This is all border state.
I forgot Detroit was high. That's what we learned last week on last week's episode of Gin and Juice. We learned geography. I forgot it's up high. So everybody up top.
And New York.
Oh, New York is going to be even more mad.
We did that
They're already so aggressive. Y'all are about to be pissed off. If they go to war, New York is good. New York should fight for us. They're already
they're the best
aggressive.
Ones.
Hey, you guys go first.
Listen.
We'll be behind y'all.
I said, now Canada, y'all have to relax because we don't have no beef.
Never mind.
She said, matter of fact, I was so deep into Canadian TikTok. I got like 3 videos of them being like, why aren't Americans talking about this? Why aren't you guys taking this serious? Because we didn't know
but
that y'all were preparing for war. That's a lot, Canada. Like,
okay, but here's a thing. Here, I have a question. I'm going to get stoned for this. And I honestly don't care. Remember on Love is Blind. Mm-hmm, follow me.
This is already bad.
The man hated the woman because she was in the military. And the part of the problem was because of how great, but also terrible.
Yeah.
Like, great as in we have a really good military, but terrible is because we'll kill y'all.
Yeah.
Right? So, if we go to war, does Canada really want that problem?
They probably don't, but my problem is
like America's military.
But this is the thing.
It's not one you should F with.
We don't want war on North America's soil at all.
Oh, it would be over here?
Yes! We're all on the same continent.
That's true. I
like,
know that.
We are picking a fight. Not we. Canada, it's not me. Okay, when I say we, I really mean that orange man that some of these folks elected, not me. But we gonna pick a fight with our literal neighbors?
Yeah, that's not. Well, he keeps. Let me tell you what. Every
we
time
we don't want to do this.
We keep getting out all the groupings of the world,
and that's the other thing.
The USH America. Trump is like, we're out of that.
NATO.
NATO. Hey, we don't want
WHO,
that.
WHO. All of these. You know what it feels like? It feels like,
why do we want to be alone?
We don't.
This is
it
a big
feels
world.
Like narcissism. You know when you're in like a
as
narcissistic.
A
yes, when you're in a narcissistic abusive relationship and they isolate you. No, I'm so serious.
He's isolating the country.
I feel like he's isolating America.
Trump is treating us like
we are in an abusive relationship and he is a narcissist president and he is isolating us from the rest of the world. He's alienating us. I'm telling you.
Well,
I haven't stopped thinking about this. Honestly, the state of this country is my current Roman Empire. Like, I cannot stop thinking about, like, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. It stresses me out.
Well, let me tell you about Ernan to relieve some of that stress. Because life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $150 per day with a maximum of $750 between paydays. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $150 as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So there's a holiday coming up this week. It's called Valentine's Day.
Sure is.
And if you maybe recently got a boo and now you got to take them out or do something sweet, Maybe you need earning. Maybe you want to use our code and tap into earning. Or if you have an unexpected trip to the vet, upcoming rent, new dress, school clothes, or shoes, make earning a part of your financial routine and join earning's over 4 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Gin and Juice Podcast under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. Gin and Juice Podcast under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Cash outs are based on your available earnings. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Option to expedite your transfer for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. See the cash out user agreement for details. Service is not available in all states.
Okay, what else have you stressed about this week? That's my my long story short. We were on set yesterday. That's it. That's all. I don't even know what I did between now and then.
I've been going to Rocky's trial, and I will tell you, I recorded him yesterday, I think.
I think I saw it on your Instagram, actually.
And here's what I'm going to say, because he's from New York, too, okay? And again, I can be stoned. I'm in my stone me era, and I don't care. I don't know if I've said this already. I may have, but once I got like in my 20s, men with braids wasn't a thing I thought was a good thing. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't for me. You could do what you do. That's your business. And some people like it. I personally, I'm also married, so I don't care what you do. My husband don't have braids, and that's not a thing that I would have entertained. Rocky, he got these braids, right? But he be getting them freshly done. And then he has this, like, swag, this confidence. I said, okay, Rihanna, I see it. I see it. I didn't see it for a long time. This week, I said, I see it. That man, it'd be his, like, nice dress-up clothes because he's on trial because he can go to jail. But he just comes in for you to be looking at potentially 8 to 10 years. You show our confidence.
Is it really 8 to 10 years?
The prosecutor said they going, if he is convicted, they are recommending.
That's a long time. I didn't realize it was that long.
It was up to 24. Just because it's up to, that's not what they'll recommend. But it was up to 8. Each charge is 12, up to 12 years. He's facing 2. So it was up to 24. But they're just saying that they literally said, we don't have... This isn't a case where we would be going after the maximum, but based off of the facts of this case, in their opinion, they feel like 8 to 10 would be reasonable.
Wow.
All of that to say, he is a very, very confident, swaggy man. Okay.
That goes a long way.
100%.
The way you carry yourself it's not a tangible thing, but it can cause attraction.
Oh, for sure. And then last week, when Rihanna was there and they walked out together, and Rihanna is Rihanna, okay? She is fine in person, on camera. It don't matter where you look. She's a fine woman.
Uh-huh.
But she has a presence in and of itself. Like, she is there. So for her to have this presence and then for him to come and you walk out and he still is giving the, I'm confident and she's mine, and then she also, I said, well, okay. Y'all do the thing.
That's extremely hard to do when your partner is Rihanna.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, to be able to maintain and not even feel, I'm assuming that, we don't know, so this is all assumption, but to assume there's no like insecurity there.
Oh man.
Kudos to you.
They were like in the corner. He had an outburst in court. That wasn't very good. But when they got back in the hallway, she was already there because she was not in court for the outburst. But they were like all hugged. And listen, I'd be nosy, okay? They was hugged. Anytime I see them, I'd be like, well, what they doing? Can y'all see anybody? I'd be talking to y'all see them over there? Did you see it? Did they hug? Were they holding hands? Did you see? Some of them be like, Mel, but some of them care like me. But some of them be like, girl, I'm writing an article. So anyway, it was, yeah, I've been in court. I've been going almost every day, not every single day. And so now they are at the point, they've rested yesterday, jury instructions yesterday. The premise is that his defense is that it was not a real gun that he shot his friend with. It was a prop gun and he didn't shoot it at him. He shot it in the air and at the ground. And so the jurors, all 12 of them, none of which are black, have to believe that it was a prop gun. If they believe it was a prop gun, he would be acquitted. They would vote not guilty. He would go home fine. If they believe it was a real gun, they have the option of self-defense. They can consider if they believe it was real and that he shot, they can consider if he what shot at him in self-defense. And that goes to because the friend followed them like around a corner. Oh. And also they were saying that this victim was punching one of their friends. So you have the ability. This is a stand your ground state. Did you know that?
I did not know
right?
that.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sometimes, many times you may be doing other things and you want to put some headphones in and kind of do your thing, but also kind of tap in. And Raycon can be a great resource for that, especially in the summertime. It's warm. You want to be enjoying the sun, the rays, doing all the things, but also maybe you're having a cookout or whatever you're doing. You may want to have some headphones in while you're you know, being multitasking a bit. And Raycon can just be really, really helpful for that. They are the perfect summer accessory, whether you're going hard at the gym, enjoying the sun and taking those work calls outside, or jamming out while barbecuing to your favorite tunes. Enjoy premium audio that goes where you go. Their latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery life, okay, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. I just want to reiterate that 32-hour battery life, because there is nothing worse than being ready, right, to listen to some music, especially if you go to the gym. You ready, and then everything, your headphones are dead. There is nothing worse. But with a 32-hour battery life, that is going to save you, okay? That's going to save you every time. The other thing I need to talk about is they have noise cancellation. And I just want to express that discovering noise cancellation, have headphones not always had noise cancellation? Because when I figured out noise cancellation, I said, oh, well, this makes a massive difference. And Raycon has noise cancellation, and it may, I can't even express how much of a difference that it makes. Like the difference is insane. So Raycon starts at just half the price of other premium audio brands. The earbuds come in a spectrum of vibrant colors to match your summer vibe. I have purple because I think those are cute. And so I cannot recommend them more for, again, all the things that I recommend that I use them for, whether it's just because it's summer and you want to be out being cute, or you take your kids to the park and you need headphones in for that, whether you're going to the gym, whether you're listening to a podcast, whatever it is, those are some of the reasons I do, but yes. So again, I am very excited to tell you about Raycon because I love my Raycon earbuds. Whether I'm going to the gym, whether I'm at the park with my kids and listening to a podcast or listening to a trial, whether I am at the house cooking and have some slow jams and want to kind of vibe out to that, whatever the reason or use I have for them, they have been amazing. Again, especially because these noise cancellations, they make such a difference, and they can make a difference for you as well. And if you're loving your Raycons, they offer a 30-day happiness guarantee, return policy, no questions asked. We also love that. So go to buyraycon.com/GJ to get 15% off Raycon's best-selling everyday earbuds. Right now, Raycon is offering 15% off their best-selling everyday earbuds only at buyraycon.com/GJ. buyraycon.com/GJ.
She said,
I'm going to start standing.
I did not know California was a stand your ground state. As you were talking, I thought, but see, what happens is my interpretation becomes that, but I didn't realize this was a stand your ground state.
Well, yesterday when they were reading the jury instructions and they're talking about self-defense, he said, you can consider stand your ground. And so the thing about, and here's the other thing about stand your ground. And I mean, I remember with like George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, but hearing him actually go through that for the jury and like what they can consider, what he was saying is that the way stand your ground works is, even if you're going to know this when you think about Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. Even if you have the ability to retreat, to mm-hmm. leave, to safety, you don't have to. You can stand there and do something. Defend yourself or the defense of others. That's the other thing for oh, wow. this case that's interesting is because what the defense is claiming is that Relly, who is the victim.
It should be called defend yourself.
Yeah. Well, but it's also and others because they're saying Relly was hitting one of Rocky's friends. And so he did the shot because he was hitting yeah. his friend. And so the idea for stand your ground is that you can stand your ground on behalf of you or others. If it is in the defense of others, you can. Obviously, it goes to you can't if somebody is smacking you, you can't use a shotgun, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
you can't haul off and do that. So it has to like, you know, be reasonable. But anyway, him breaking that down as far as stand your ground. I was in there like, stand your ground.
I did not know that
we
California
can do that
was a stand your ground
Who
state.
Knew? Yeah. So
it should be called stay and fight because that's what you're asking for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like stand your ground, you think of something that almost, especially when you think of Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, it almost, without knowing the details of like what actually happened, you might be thinking like, oh, George Zimmerman, of course. Then you hear everything, you're like, no, he yeah, should have, yeah, that's yeah, not yeah. how this works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. The other thing that he said, which
and he was like, sorry, I went to George Zimmerman, but he was like, following him.
Well, but that's the thing.
And that's what makes
you
it that like
it said he said yesterday, even if you are pursuing
that
you
becomes,
can pursue as a part of stand your ground. You can't the threat you can pursue, follow.
That's the part
that
you lose
is wild,
me.
Right? It doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Like how could you again the threat is now gone. How could
and
you
and now I can
yeah. He also, although on the other hand, he also was talking about, I don't have my notes exactly here either, so I'm just going off memory right now. But the judge was talking about if somebody starts a fight, right? If during that fight, they then stop fighting, communicate that they're not fighting, I'm done with IUB, I'm done, and are no longer physically fighting. If the other person continues attacking, they then can have self-defense. Isn't that insane?
I'm sorry. So you're saying I incite the fight.
Yes.
Okay. I'm the initial aggressor.
Yeah.
You beat me to a pulp. I say I'm out. Tap out. And you continue. If I hurt you, kill you, whatever the case may be, I now have a self-defense claim against you.
That is the way he explained
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes I
yesterday.
Feel like the laws are not written for the reality of life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that doesn't make sense.
Absolutely not. I was in there like, what? Say that again? Matter of fact, I might have the notes here. It was very, all the things he was saying, and again, this is a, let me be clear, because all the non-lawyers who are not lawyers like me will be in the comments trying to correct me. This is in the state of California. A lot of states have their own
Absolutely.
Laws. This is for this case. This is what Judge Mark Arnold said in the ASAP Rocky trial the reading of jury instructions yesterday. Okay? I'm not saying it's every case and every situation.
That's true, double
Just
tree.
FYI, that's how that happened yesterday.
Have to say that because we don't have a federal law
right.
that governs this.
Yeah.
These are state.
Yes. So anyway, and my whole point was it was very fascinating. I have never been in a courtroom, obviously, to hear jury instructions. I obviously have like watched them when they're read, but to actually be in there and hear him talk about to hear him talk about it was very, very interesting. The other thing, this is the last thing I'll say about this, is that for this case in particular, because he is like grazed, right? And they're even arguing that he caught it. He got injured on his hand when he like fell or when he was punching or hitting the ground or whatever. They're not saying that he got it from a gunshot. The level of injury doesn't matter. And you don't even have to be injured, right? What he was saying yesterday, he was calling it offensive touch. Where did it go?
An offensive touch.
Yeah, okay. So force or applied force, the definition being to touch in harmful or offensive manner. So it does not have to cause pain or injury of any kind.
Hmm.
So I just thought it was like...
Wait, give me more context on what you're saying.
So it kind of goes both ways, but I'll start with the Rocky side. So Rocky has this assault with a firearm charge, mm-hmm. and a lot of people are like... focusing in on the injuries of the victim, Relly.
Got it.
But for this particular charge, he didn't even have to fire the weapon. It wasn't, you don't even have to, for the assault, I think we talked about assault, right? Like, if I raise my hand and...
It's the threat of or something?
It's the threat of. Mm-hmm. And so, here's the thing about this prop gun defense, the fact that they're saying it's a fake gun. You have to, in order for this charge to proceed, you have to have the ability to... So if I am acting like I'm going to shoot you, I have to actually have the ability to shoot you in order for that to be the charge. If it's prop gun, I don't have the ability to shoot you because it's not a real gun. So if the jury believes it, it goes away. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
So we'll see. Tomorrow is closing arguments and then they'll hand it over to...
I thought it was on Friday.
No. I'm thankful too. They're going to do it tomorrow and I'm hoping it don't take forever. And then they'll hand it over to the jury, and the jury has been ready to go since about day three.
Uh-huh.
So I'm curious if they are going to go beyond Friday. I wouldn't be surprised if...
What do you mean ready to go?
They have been asking how much longer.
Got it.
When can we expect this to be done?
Got it.
And even in their own conversations with each other have been like,
after all of this, I would love to do jury duty. You know, I really want to do jury duty. I've only been called to do jury duty twice, and each time, actually that's not true. I've been called to do jury duty once, and I went into labor the next day with Isaiah. Yep. That's the only time I've ever been called, and that was in Washington State. I've never been called in LA. But now I'm super like,
yes.
I'm willing to give you. Do you know Rihanna? Never heard of a day in my life.
Girl, I got the sweetest message of this woman saying the same thing, basically. She was like, because of your content, I got summoned, and I typically would have been like, I don't want to. But because of your content, I was like, yes, yeah, I want to. And
I want to go.
I'm trying to tell you, we need to be there.
Oh, no, you're out of here.
Oh, they're not calling me at all.
Are you literally, I'm not a lawyer, but girl,
pick me.
Go on and get up out of here.
But we really need to be there, honestly.
No, I would go. I would feel there was already a responsibility that I feel, if I'm being completely honest, but it wasn't a heavy responsibility. But now I do feel a very heavy responsibility that, like, I want to go. I want to sit on a trial. I want to ensure, especially if they're Black, that they have a jury of their peers that look like them. And I want to make sure that I'm in that number to be that voice.
Yes.
100%.
Because the other thing that he said, and again, it just like reemphasizes the point that you're making. At the end, what he said was when he's giving the jury instructions, you should rely on your common sense and your life experience.
Yeah,
and that is the thing, right? If you have a bunch of people whose life experiences don't mirror yours at all, your story is going to be so foreign to them that they won't believe it.
I agree.
And so while this is my truth, saying he had a prop gun is about the dumbest shit I've heard. Because what? But you know what? A lot of people have said, Mel, a woman said, I'm a single woman and I lived alone. And for a while, I had a prop gun.
Wow.
And you know what? Your life experience
can speak
to what he is saying. I personally would say BS. You may say no.
Yeah.
And if we're in a jury room deliberating and you bring up that point,
absolutely,
I may say,
good point.
One of the other guys.
That's a really good point, because I also am like.
Exactly. But there are people who feel differently. Whose life experience is
dictates
different.
No, that's possible.
Yes.
That's, I could see the
and
scenario
even
because
sense,
I myself.
It ain't always common.
Well,
or what you believe ain't what I believe.
Exactly.
And
because what's
be
common to me
absolutely
may not be common
to you
based on
socioeconomics,
yes,
your race, where you live, state, north, south, east, west, like all of those things 100%. Speak to how you see the world.
And so if you have a jury, and that's why jury of your peers is so matters. Important. If you have a jury who doesn't have your common sense or your life Very experience, good. Your story is not going to make sense to them, guilty every single time.
Absolutely.
And so I say all of that to, anyway, the point was to just reiterate your saying that jury duty is so, so important. These people's lives literally are in the hands of 12 people they do not know, and many times whose lives are nothing like theirs. And so it's just up to chance.
Yeah. Someone said, I definitely could see why someone would use a prop gun. You're to the point Mel is literally making, having Danny, her name is Danny on here, in a room and can speak to that,
yes.
You could help sway
a
jury 100%. Where I would personally go in and be like,
girl, what? Yeah. Yeah.
One so it's immediately a no for you.
Right, right.
So let's sit and talk about yeah. why it's a yes for you. Yeah. And then that dialogue.
Now you've been opened up to the, that.
And you're a real person. You're not necessarily going to see, number one, the person on the stand. You may not necessarily see them as a person.
You're right.
Especially if it's not a jury of their peers. You may just see them as a stereotype or a caricature of this said person. You, the person in the room with me, I may see as a real person more likely than not. And if they're a celebrity, you may even less see them as a real person.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah. I'm either carrying a gun or not. I probably can't say gun on here, but I'm either carrying a pew-pew. I don't know YouTube's rules anymore.
You can.
I don't know that I personally would even carry. I think I'm either carrying a gun or I'm not. And I think Lil Duval said this, like, if I shoot somebody, it's not because I think I'm big and bad. It's because I'm scared. That's the reason I can't carry a gun. Yeah. I'm way. And I already know me. I've said this a gazillion times, and I just believe this to be true. I know my energy is 6 feet, but in real life, I'm like 5'7". I'm little. And so I do not believe in fighting fair.
No.
I'm way too small.
Absolutely not.
To be trying to fight fair with anybody. I am little. So if you think you're going to pull up to me and put the gun down, son, you remember on Friday, put the gun down, but you live to see it. No. One of us got to die.
Absolutely.
One of us has got to die because I'm not trying to be here all day with you and I'm not trying to come back tomorrow. This is it for me. So I'm picking up a rock, a boulder, a shoe, a knife, or whatever.
Yes.
And we're going to fight. I'm not going back and forth. What do I look like? Are you kidding me? Absolutely not.
Well, years ago when Greg first got his gun, his dad said having a gun raises the temperature in the room.
Immediately.
And so I have always remembered that because it raises it for you because you know you have it. But once everybody else knows too, it raises it for them because now everybody's
Absolutely.
On edge, right?
Absolutely.
So I agree. I am not going to have it or bring it out unless I need it to be on 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay? If it's out on my behalf, just know we taking it there. It's 350.
Yeah.
It's forced. We on broil.
Broil.
We going to the moon. Let's go, baby.
Immediately.
Hey, it's out for a reason.
Yeah.
And so I'm not, and therefore, I'm personally not finna play with you.
Me either.
I'm not finna raise
or my freedom.
No, I'm not finna raise the temperature, and it's actually a fake one because I look dumb.
Yeah,
that's just my experience.
Same.
But he lives a different life, and
for
so
sure.
He could have a different reason.
Yeah.
Up for the jury to decide, not me. Get your dollars up with Dollar Up on DraftKings Casino. Hit the reels for a modern take on old school styled slots. New players can play $5 to get a spin on the mystery wheel for a shot at up to $2,000 in casino credits. Download the app and sign up with code GJ.
GJ.
Then play Dollar Up exclusively on DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer. Play $5 and spin... Play $5 and spin wheel to receive between $10,000 and $2,000 in non-withdrawal casino credits for select games that expire in 168 hours. Terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos ends February 16th, 2025 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, Melissa and Mel. This is Desiree from Long Beach. I want to pop the trunk on these businesses that send coupon codes and then not honor the coupon code that they had sent, unsolicited coupon codes that they sent. You get all enthused and excited to use the coupon code that they had sent, commence to shop, add to cart, only to be told that your items do not qualify for the coupon code that they had sent. Talking about it does not apply to premier items. I'm sure some of y'all know who I'm talking about on the Gin and Juice pod. I'm sure y'all have maybe encountered this, but I don't like that. Stop it. That's all. Love y'all.
Who is the vendor?
I don't know, but that is annoying. When you be trying to apply a coupon code to stuff it don't apply to, and then the stuff that it does apply to is like...
Stuff you don't want?
Nobody wants. That's why it's a coupon for it. That's dumb. And that's a waste of my time and yours. I agree.
Oh, she said it's honey?
Oh. Look, they're all gotta be honey. Well, we didn't heard about honey.
We did. Oh. We used to do ads for them, but then we won't be getting no more, so I don't even care to... I'll expose them. I don't care. If you haven't heard, watch that YouTube video where they were essentially... getting over on both the creators that they were paying to endorse their product and the consumers on both sides of the coin. So normally what happens is we'll give you they call it a vanity URL. So it could be like honey.com/DJ, for example. That's our vanity URL. And what that does is it tracks, or you can get commission, one of the two, that says you went to honey.com via the Gin and Juice podcast. Yeah. Sometimes when you see those ads on like YouTube or whatever, they'll get commission. We don't get commission. When you use those, it's just a way for them to track that they use our code. But for some people, they'll get commission on it. Okay. What Honey would do is reroute that vanity URL to their plain honey.com and not pay the creator the commission. Then that's how they got over and scammed creators. Then on the consumer side, what they did, okay, this one they was talking about both sides of the mouth. What they did was they partnered with vendors. So the whole purpose of Honey was that they would scour the internet and find you a coupon code and find the best coupon code available. And so based on what you were shopping, they would automatically apply that coupon code on the website. Mm-hmm. So you bought a shirt from Macy's, they found a coupon code for 15% off. You would get your 15% off before you go buy that thing. Honey would partner with these vendors, Macy's, for this is all example. I'm not incriminating Honey. I'm not saying they actually did this, but this is all an example. So they would go to, for example, Macy's, and they would say, Macy would be like, I don't want you guys doing that because you're giving too many customers coupons on our product. They would say, okay, we'll let you choose what coupons we show to your customers if you pay us a kickback. So they were getting kickbacks from the vendors and then not paying the creators who are advertising their stuff.
That's so trash.
It was like a whole scandal. I don't know how I missed this. This dude on YouTube, I cannot remember his name. I'm sure if you look up like Honey Scam on YouTube, it'll pop up. But he did a whole video on it. Girl.
Out here scamming. Ain't trying to pay nobody.
It's terrible.
Hey, Melissa and Mel. This is Kyla, also known as K-Mac. And I want to pop the trunk today on people who cannot take selfies. Like, I don't understand how you take an awkward selfie. Like, it's literally you looking at your face. And how do you look surprised in a selfie? You pressed the button. You know when it's coming. Like, how do you have awkward selfies? It's you taking a picture of you. And then even if it doesn't come out right, you chose to post it. Like, why do awkward selfies exist?
First of all, this is from yesterday. I didn't know that I hit the button. So why are you attacking me?
It felt very, I felt like, honestly.
Kyla, why don't you post all your selfies then? Since you so Miss Perfect, Miss Congeniality, Miss I Got It All Together, yeah. Miss I'm So Good at Taking a Selfie, post all yours and then tag us.
It very much felt like, you know, the gif where she's like, and I, oop. I felt like I put these on and immediately was like, oop,
wait, hold on.
Did I mean to sit here? Because how did I, how, why am I being attacked?
Now, why am I in it?
Because how did I get here? It's not my fault I'm not photogenic. I've tried, okay? I follow the people on Instagram that show me how to pose. I just watched this girl. She did a whole video on the teacup pose, okay? The teacup pose.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm going to show you.
Oh, it's a stance?
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sometimes, many times you may be doing other things and you want to put some headphones in and kind of do your thing, but also kind of tap in. And Raycon can be a great resource for that, especially in the summertime. It's warm. You want to be enjoying the sun, the rays, doing all the things, but also maybe you're having a cookout or whatever you're doing. You may want to have some headphones in while you're you know, being multitasking a bit. And Raycon can just be really, really helpful for that. They are the perfect summer accessory, whether you're going hard at the gym, enjoying the sun and taking those work calls outside, or jamming out while barbecuing to your favorite tunes. Enjoy premium audio that goes where you go. Their latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery life, okay, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. I just want to reiterate that 32-hour battery life, because there is nothing worse than being ready, right, to listen to some music, especially if you go to the gym. And you ready, and then everything, your headphones are dead. There is nothing worse. But with a 32-hour battery life, that is going to save you, okay? That's going to save you every time. The other thing I need to talk about is they have noise cancellation. And I just want to express that discovering noise cancellation, have headphones not always had noise cancellation? Because when I figured out noise cancellation, I said, oh, well, this makes a massive difference. And Raycon has noise cancellation, and it may, I can't even express how much of a difference that it makes. Like, the difference is insane. So Raycon starts at just half the price of other premium audio brands. The earbuds come in a spectrum of vibrant colors to match your summer vibe. I have purple because I think those are cute. And so I cannot recommend them more for, again, all the things that I recommend that I use them for, whether it's just because it's summer and you want to be out being cute, or you take your kids to the park and you need headphones in for that, whether you're going to the gym, whether you're listening to a podcast, whatever it is, those are some of the reasons I do, but yes. So again, I am very excited to tell you about Raycon because I love my Raycon earbuds. Whether I'm going to the gym, whether I'm at the park with my kids and listening to a podcast or listening to a trial, whether I am at the house cooking and have some slow jams and want to kind of vibe out to that, whatever the reason or use I have for them, they have been amazing. Again, especially because these noise cancellations, they make such a difference, and they can make a difference for you as well. And if you're loving your Raycons, they offer a 30-day happiness guarantee, return policy, no questions asked. We also love that. So go to buyraycon.com/GJ.
GJ.
to get 15% off Raycon's best-selling everyday earbuds. Right now, Raycon is offering 15% off their best-selling everyday earbuds only at buyraycon.com/GJ. Buyraycon.com/GJ.
Tika, face leg out. Sit in the hit. Yeah. What you do with your face? That's the part I never know. Whole video. Are you tired of taking video or taking pictures that are awkward?
K Mac, you in here? Talk about I said what I said.
I am trying. I am trying. She's in K Mac.
She said I said what I
now,
said.
Now, girl. Now, girl.
Wait, the second half of your
Cause why did you post it?
Cause why did you post it? Okay, listen, you can rock on that part. Cause also, why did you post it? I agree. I agree with the first, I do the second agree. Part. The first part felt like an
they
attack.
They stay in my phone.
The second part is true.
Nah, they stay in my phone.
I'll delete it because I'll be like, I'm surprised that one is still in there because I'll be like,
girl, I don't want to see me looking like that because why did I take this? And let me tell you something. This front camera at this angle.
Oh, man.
Girl, who is she?
Oh, man.
How does she? Because I know that's not what I look like.
Right, right.
I just know this camera is lying to me because ain't no way. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, someone said I'm lying about being photogenic. This is the lie of the internet. Y'all don't know how many people, pictures go in the rubbish.
You only, well, to K-Mac's point, correct. You only post. Because
you only going to post.
The good ones.
The good ones.
It's the 30 that came before
girl,
that.
Straight to the garbage, okay? Immediately, okay? Taking pictures is such a vulnerable experience. I hate it. I'm not good at it. I'm praying one day that I am. I literally, this is how I know also that I'm not very photogenic. If there is one thing that I hear very often when people meet me in person and I still don't know how to take it is, you are so pretty in person.
That means your pictures are failing.
I'm so confused if I'm supposed to say thank you. Because.
I think. You saying I look bad on the internet?
Can you go a level deeper and tell me what you mean? What was the motivation
behind saying that?
When you said it, you were like, oh, I thought you were ugly because of your pictures and your videos. But in person, you're not. Just finish the whole thought for me. Because I want to know, how do we get
here?
How do we get here? And this is why, hey, girl, listen, I guess I'd rather that than, huh, you don't, huh.
Oh, you don't look like your
you
pictures.
You don't look how I imagined you would look. Huh. I guess I'd rather that. Just next time, don't tell me that. Tell your group chat. Let me tell you something. I saw Miss Kev on stage. She is so much prettier. I know she take terrible pictures, don't she? Save that for there. Save that for in this. In your internal group chat, okay? You got another one, Mel?
One more.
All right.
Hey, Mel. Hey, Liz. I'm a fan over here in San Diego. So tell me why this señora. Let me tell you what a señora is. Señora is an older lady, okay? That's what we Mexicans say, okay? So I'm going to pop the trunk on this señora, my mother. Tell me why my mom be volunteering me for stuff. I'm about to be 30, okay, in a couple months. Like, this ain't right. Like, she still be doing stuff. I get pissed, and I gotta do it anyway. And pop the truck on me, too. But she volunteered me to cook for this woman's event in her little church. I don't go there. I know some of the people, I don't like them, and they know it, and she knows it. Why? Just because I'm a picky eater, okay? And I cook different things because I'm tired of eating the same thing, so I'll be looking stuff on YouTube or Pinterest or whatever, and I just be making stuff. That does not mean I'm a chef and I like to cook like that, and I'll cook for hella people. Tell me why she always does this to me. And me, the idiot that goes and does it anyway. I'm just like, when is this gonna stop?
Never, girl.
I don't know. I need to put the stop to it.
Yes.
I don't know how to stand up to her. Because I get mad and I do all the stuff and then... And then I do it anyway. I don't know. But, yeah. Help me out here. It's hard, guys. All right. Bye.
I'm going to tell you why I know you're not going to stand up to your mama. Because your voice, you started strong.
Yes, she did. Let me tell you about that, senora.
Yes.
My mama.
Yes. And then, the moment she said, her the volume energy. In her voice. Yeah, I thought, I don't know, guys. You guys,
she be telling me what to do.
I need to stand up for my mom, but I don't know that I'm ever going to stand up. You don't mean it. Girl, cook that food and hush. Because that's all you're going to do. You don't mean to stand up to your mama.
When she leave, I be talking
That's
again.
Exactly what the energy.
That was the energy.
That was exactly the energy. Because you don't mean nothing. Go take your little behind to the grocery store with your grocery list from Pinterest and TikTok. Make the recipes and drop them off at the church house.
You know what the problem is? That's all of us.
Facts.
Honey, it's not just you. It's all of us. Tell me the last person that stood up to their mama.
I bet you they ain't alive today.
That typically don't go that way.
It don't.
Unless you have, like, there's some other circumstances with your mama. But if you got, like, a good mama, and then you just sick of her, like, the annoying thing she does, you just going to take it for the rest of your life. And then you going to put it in the group chat with your siblings and call the gin and juice, pop the trunk link. To be sad.
Because you got to let it out. I understand. You can vent to us. Yes. We accept it. We understand. But you ain't going to do nothing.
Uh-uh. And listen, we do the same thing.
Facts.
Mom always does this. Okay, 100%. Mom. It's bad, but it's life, girl.
This show was great.
You calling her senora and then changing it. You ain't even say tu madre.
Yeah.
You ain't even change it to your mama. You tried to say, this senora, my mama. All right.
She didn't mean it. Let me tell you this real quick, because the girl said hecka, but with the double L's. I haven't decided how I feel about it yet.
You could say hello.
Yeah, I could, I think, but I haven't even decided how I feel about it. We were on set, actually. Let me tell you about your little nephew. The guy asked him for something, and Joe said, heck no.
Well. It's because it's LA though. I think we talked about this. LA.
So Isaiah says to him, Joe.
Oh.
And I said, you need to watch it. Cause he's talking to an adult.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I'm like, who raised you that you think you can say this?
Yeah.
It's one thing to do it at school.
Yeah.
On a playground at recess.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not there. Kids gonna live their life. Live your life. That's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you are in the four walls of the home, that's in my name, mm-hmm. where the bills come to my house. And I have told you, this is a cursing word that you cannot say. And you still think you can say it. And then, not just that you can say it, you could say it out loud to other adults.
Yeah.
I will take your head off your shoulders.
Yeah.
I don't understand what is happening. These kids today, they're so, you know how she just called her mama senora and came in all big and bad then slowly, that's how we grew up. Okay? That's how, it's all bark. What we say earlier, it's all bark, no bite.
Yes.
Because you ain't, what you gonna do with your mama? What you gonna do except for sit there and complain and eat your food and shut up? These kids today, they got feelings that they want to discuss.
Hello.
They got boundaries they want to enforce. They got
curse words they want to say.
I just feel like, listen, I am all for, like, the gentle parenting genre. Like, I feel like we should be embracing that. And then also, though, I feel like we need to balance it with, like, because I said so.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there needs to be a healthy balance of, like, the answer is no. Why? Because I said no. Any additional questions? Okay, then move. Like,
yes.
We need more, you should be seen and not heard. We need more, get out of my face. My kids are 16 to 18, so it's too late. So it's easy for me to say this because I literally didn't do this. But just understand the energy, okay? Like, I just feel like I need more of, like, get out of my face and don't shut the door because I will take it off the hinges.
Yes. Amen.
What is happening?
Also, we
are simps as parents nowadays.
I agree with that. Also, I got to start saying stay out of grown folks' business because I don't like when I am talking to Greg and McKinley will literally ask a question based off of the conversation. And what I've been saying is I wasn't talking to you, but I need to take it back to
stay out of grown folks' business, because that's going to help you identify that you aren't the grown folk that's allowed to be in the business.
Because we're not.
Until you are grown, this ain't your business to tend to. I need to say that phrase in particular. I think it's going to help her. Because me saying I wasn't talking to it ain't working.
Right.
Because she be in too much business.
I still
business
got something to say.
That ain't hers. And I don't like that move. That pisses me off.
Because we are simps as parents. We couldn't do that.
Be trying to have opinions about what I'm talking about.
I was talking to my sister the other day. And we were talking about something totally different. And Taysen said, my nephew, who, mind you, how old is Taysen? 5?
How old is Kai? 3, 4, 5, yep.
Yeah, 5. He said, because she's your Valentine. And Monique said, what are you talking about?
See, that's what I'm saying. They be thinking they know.
I was cracking up. I said, tell me who your Valentine is, Taysen, because I'm a terrible. I get on here and talk to y'all like that, and my kids be in grown folks' business, and the kids be doing all this stuff, and I be trying to be not gentle parenting, and here I am gentle parenting, okay? The other day, I was talking to Joe in the car, and I'm pulling up the emotions wheel. Let's dive deeper. Mm-mm. I'm tired of me. I want to go back, and I want to parent, because I don't actually think our parents were, what's the opposite of gentle? Hard parenting. Hard. I just think they rough parented.
Oh, yeah.
Some of y'all parents was probably abusive. My parents wasn't abusive. Some of y'all
were abused.
Yeah, some of y'all was
probably.
And you probably
should go to therapy.
That's why we went the other way, you know, because they went from abusive, and so we needed to go gentle. We need to, like, settle. We need to settle in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
We need a balance. Yeah, we need a balance. You know, we didn't whoop our kids. They don't get scared of no belt because they don't know what a belt is. But they didn't get whooped.
Well,
like
because
that.
You can go to jail.
Yeah, because of abuse. See, this is where I go back. Because of abuse, I feel like you should be able to sit down and talk to your kids. But then sometimes talking got to stop, and you should shush.
But I'm just saying the belt. You can't be violent anymore because you'll go to jail. You gotta find other ways.
My kids are 16 and 18. What do I look like anyway?
Exactly.
But y'all pray for y'all little nephew, because he be
saying it
to
the adult is the problem.
Yeah,
I mean, saying it to the parent is also a problem. But if you say it to another adult, now I gotta smack you in front of that adult to prove that. Like,
and Isaiah was like, "I be trying to."
What are you doing?
I be trying to tell him. Yeah, because maybe I went on my like gentle parenting journey more in Joe's life than Isaiah's.
Because
Isaiah's foundation is solid. Yeah. He gets it. Joe, maybe because he was mostly in LA too.
Well, and he's the. Well, never mind. I was gonna say. Whatever happens to Micaiah, good luck. She finna be out here cussing y'all out. And I'm gonna be like, well, you shouldn't have did whatever she did to piss her off. You should have shut up. I don't know what to tell you. With McKinley, I was all in. Micaiah, that girl be going to school. Her hair be on top of her head. If she fight me in the morning, mommy, I don't have the hair. Well, okay. Whatever.
The youngest child does always. They don't.
That nigga go to school with a dress and pants and a sweater.
It's expression.
I don't care. I don't care.
It's expression.
Do what you want. It's fine. I need to make a video anyway. I don't care.
It's expression.
Did you brush
of her
your
life.
Teeth? I hope so.
It's expression of her life. All right, exhausting. TV, and we get up out of here.
Yeah, let's.
Traitors.
Yes. I'm so happy they got rid of that man.
Yeah.
He was on my nerves, and
Boston
he needed
Rob's
to go
out of here.
But that dude who faulted at the end, he was I don't know, and so he just voted for somebody random. He pissed me off.
Who?
Sandoval was strong.
That was my other problem. Wait, who are you talking about, though?
Okay, the guy was like, before whoever left, he told me that there's two people. It's either Boston Rob or it's the girl.
It's Zac Efron's Dylan.
Dylan. And at the end, he didn't vote for Bob because he voted for somebody random.
Yeah, that pissed me off. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sandoval was strong.
The fact.
And the other traitors voted for Bob, the Boston boy. And I said, yes.
Yeah, they finally. My problem was, this is what pissed me off about the faithfuls. Y'all let Tom Sandoval lead the pack to get Boston Rob out. Y'all ain't for real.
For sure.
Man has been clocked out the entire season.
Oh, my gosh.
As a matter of fact, he's been clocked out his whole life.
Yes.
And y'all let him be like, you know what? It's Boston Rob.
Yes. That's. So stupid.
All y'all gotta go. Start the season over. All y'all gotta go. You know who else is pissing me off to no end? Chrishell. Because if she wastes one more vote.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Why are you voting for Tom?
Oh my gosh.
Why are you voting for Tom?
She being dumb.
You're being a dumb. You're literally wasting votes for no reason.
It's for her
you
friend.
Need to go.
Yes.
You have to go. Who was the other person that pissed me off this episode? The two traitors that are left, they're pissing me off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Carolyn, Danielle, they're pissing
me off.
But
Danielle's going before Carolyn.
100%.
Because Danielle's dumb.
Carolyn's going to win.
She could. Because Danielle gonna win. Is dumb. A yeah. dummy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get off the show, girl.
Yeah.
This ain't for you.
Yeah. I'm about sick of all of them. I want this to be over.
Yeah, I agree. Terrible pick, you guys. Producers, terrible pick.
You know,
better cast next time, please.
Is this like The Mole?
Oh, I love The Mole.
Yeah, The Mole was a good time, but I don't think they're the same.
I don't either.
But The Mole's a good time.
But it kind of is because nobody knew who The Mole was and he had to sabotage them.
That's true.
So in that way, it is similar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Mole's a good. They haven't come out with another season. They only haven't. Did that one season,
yeah,
huh?
Uh-huh. I liked it. And that dude came off of it. And then he was on all the thotty little dating shows afterward. They loved him. Then he got a little weird.
Who?
The black man.
Oh.
And then he got on that show. And then the girl cheated or something.
Yeah,
he got
yeah,
all
yeah.
sad.
What was his name? I
liked him on that show. But afterward, he got a little weird. Dom.
It was Dom.
Dom.
Thank you. I
Thanks,
can see
Belinda.
His face. Yeah, that was Dom.
Yes.
I liked him on The Mole. I liked him on the very first show he was on where he was dating and he got kind of played. I was like, oh, he's like a sensitive soul. I really liked him. And then he played Old Girl.
Yep. He got a little.
Yeah. And that's when I turned on him.
Started changing.
Yeah. I kind of turned on him after that. What else are we watching? I finished watching, or I'm watching currently, The Bachelor. I'm not enjoying it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm watching it because I'm hoping he does right, but I'm not going to lie.
We need to talk about the Sterling Silver.
Oh, Sterling K. Brown. I was like, Sterling Silver.
We need to talk about that. But then we also need to talk about, I just need to tell you what's going on Beast Games really quick, and then let's go
for it.
Sterling Silver. On Beast Games, right? It's a bunch of people, and you can win up to like $5 million or something like that.
One thing about Mr. Beast, he gives away big, good money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, he gets good
money.
This
show has a lot of money. So at the end, you can win all this money.
Okay.
But throughout the episode, you have the opportunity to take a smaller amount of money, but it's guaranteed, or you can keep fighting essentially to get to this $5 million, right? Okay. And as you're offered these lower sums, you essentially play other people.
Okay.
But it you win and you kind of play these other people.
Oh, so it's individual. It's not like a team.
Correct.
The whole cast.
Correct.
Okay.
So I'm just going to talk about this last episode because it was kind of crazy. So they are down to like, I don't know, the last five people. And what they've done, even though it's an individual game, what they've done is started to build a sort of trust amongst each other where they're all kind of looking out for each other.
Okay.
Okay. And so there is, I think it's five. I don't want to say six. They put them in these houses, individual houses. And then in the center field is, I think, $1 million. Okay.
Okay.
And so you essentially, with five people, everybody, house one gets to come out and they can take as much of this million as they want.
Okay.
But what you understand and what they talk about beforehand is you can also just take 200,000, 200,000, and everybody would get the same amount of money and it all's fair in love and war, right? The first woman comes out, black woman, who has been trusted. Everybody loves her because she always does right for like the group. She comes out first, and she takes her 200,000.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. Second person comes out. And
we can see them. No. Everybody can.
No.
Oh.
Everybody can't. She goes in her house with her 200,000. All she knows is she took her 200,000, and she's like, I hope everybody behind me
does
the
right
same.
Thing. Okay.
The second person comes out, and so you're out there by yourself.
Okay.
Second person comes out, and he's like, I have a number.
And basically, it's not 200,000.
Yeah. So he takes, it was 100,000. You're right. See, I'm messing it up. It was 10 people, 100,000.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So 10 people, 100,000 to get to $1 million.
Okay.
She takes 100,000. Y'all are right. Thanks for correcting me. She takes 100,000.
Okay.
The second guy, he's like, I have a number. It's not 100,000. So he takes 223,000. So okay. He takes more than his share.
Okay.
But he had, whatever, he had his own explanation. He takes 223,000. Okay. So you really are cutting into other people's share, whatever. The third guy comes out. This man said, I got about 500,000 in debt. I got a house. I got a family. Oh, I was like, kids.
How do you get 500,000? Okay.
He said, I got kids and a family. That man took $650,000. Oh my God. $650,000.
So is there essentially $100,000 left for the seven other people?
Yes. Oh my God. So then the fourth guy, he comes out and he's like, so I think it was the fourth guy.
Wait, do you know you're number four?
Yes.
So you recognize somebody took a bit more than their fair share.
Somebody before the three. Yeah. So he comes out. I think it was the fourth guy. He's like, I think the next game is going to have to do with how much money you take from here. So I'm not taking nothing. So he takes nothing.
Oh, what a risk.
He's thinking that he's, you know, it's going to benefit him later. The next person, it's like 100,000. And he's like, I'm going to leave something for number six or seven or whatever, the girl who's next. He's like, I'm going to leave something for her. So it's like 100,000 and he takes like 75. So then the producer is like, so you're leaving her 30?
I was like, what? Like,
yeah, I'm going to leave her 30.
That's the right thing to do.
So then the rest of everybody else, they all take like
$10,000,
$5,000, something like that. So then everybody comes out. They don't have their bags. They just kind of come out. And so the girl is like, when I came out, it was $30,000. And so the rest of them are like, yeah, we got to split like 56 or 6,500, something like that. So then they're all looking at the beginning of the line. So then the first girl, number one, she's like, I took my 100,000 because I thought it was going to be fair. So now everybody's looking at number two and number three. So number two is like, I ain't going to lie, I took 223,000. I did it.
I did wrong, but I didn't do that wrong.
So everybody's looking at number three. They're just staring at him. He's like,
I took 650,000.
So chaos. Funny. But also, here's my thing. Y'all don't pay my bills.
Yeah, but does he continue on to the next game or is he out?
Here's the problem. Here's the thing. Mr. Beast was like, number four, you were right when you were thinking that like how much you took actually matters for the next game because it does. But not the way you think. What happens is the next game, I'm not going to explain this fully correctly, but you get to jockey for a spot and use how much money to essentially get people to help promote you, but you'll give them money. So the more money you have, the more bargaining potential and tool that you have.
Yeah.
Homeboy had no money.
He didn't have no money. But this is, I don't know why he took zero.
He didn't have no money.
That was a huge risk. You gotta take something.
You think you're gonna be rewarded for taking nothing?
Yeah, Denzel said, I'm leaving here with something. You gotta take something.
Why would you not take anything?
Yeah, taking zero was, that was dumb.
But here's my thing. I love you. Y'all are not my family. Y'all are not my kid. I got kids and bills.
Okay, but is there only one winner at the end? Or do you get to, so everybody doesn't get
That's my point. You're not guaranteed this $5 million. I'm leaving here with something. And if I'm first in line, I'm leaving here with everything. Good luck.
I'm terrible at these games because I'm such a rule follower.
Girl,
I would take the $100,000 and be like, so now everyone can take their $100,000.
Of $1 million and tell me I can take how much I want.
Mel's lying. Mel is taking her $100,000.
I'm not taking $100,000.
Mel is a rule follower. You're not taking $600,000.
I'm not.
You might
that.
Take, yeah. You
I'm
might take the 223
because that was a lot.
That was wild.
I would probably take about 250.
Yeah, you would take the 223. Okay, I'm with that. I understand that. I would take the $100,000 and say thank you for my gold star.
I would take enough to pay all my student loans, whatever that number is. I'd be like, sorry, y'all.
I would
tell them before we went in. Hey. You could leave with nothing. Some of these people have left with no money. Why would you be presented the opportunity to take some money and you take none because you think you're dumb? You're dumb and you lost. Anyway, it's a great, listen, watch the show because it is going to infuriate you. Every episode when people take money or don't take money, Mr. Beast, good job to you. This is a great show.
Is it on Amazon Prime?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay, it's on Amazon Prime. It's called Beast Games. And Mr. Beast is a YouTube personality that gives away islands and stuff.
On the show, a girl got an island.
That's what he was like known for.
She won the island.
That's what like... brought
Where does
him
he
popularity.
Get all this money?
He started on YouTube, grew on YouTube, got rich and famous off YouTube, and then his prizes became bigger and bigger.
I've been trying to understand where they getting all this money from.
I'm only familiar with him because the boys used to watch him when they were younger.
This is a good show.
And I watched, he did like he bought like $1 million or something crazy in like lottery tickets and then like scratched them to see how much money he won.
Did he win a lot?
I don't even remember. I don't actually remember it really being worth it, but I don't exactly remember to be honest. But he does stuff like that. Mm.
This is a great show. I need to listen, watch the show. It's good. Okay, let's do this last one so we can get up out of here.
If you're not watching Paradise on, I think it's Hulu.
Hulu.
Yeah, if you're not watching Paradise on Hulu, you should. It is starring Sterling K. Brown and a bunch of other folks, but we love Sterling K. Brown over here. And it is... essentially what happens is like Earth blows up, is no longer a thing. And certain people have been recruited to go to the new world called Paradise, which seems to be underworld. Mm-hmm. I don't exactly know like the geography of how this is all set up. And so they're underneath, and then there's this woman, her name is Sinatra, Frank Sinatra. Yeah, Sinatra, which I think is a cool name, by the way. Anyway, she seems to be the one calling all the shots. And so I don't want to ruin it for people who haven't watched because it's only on like episode 4 or 5. But people die and people that they think have died one way actually die another way. And it's all at like her order. And this last episode, did you watch the last episode?
No.
Sterling K. Brown, his back came in on the last episode. And they played Eye of the Tiger, but it was like this really intense. I stood up. Oh. Like me, I was laying down in the bed, me and Kev were watching it, and the screen turned red, and then there was a sign that was like, you know, essentially think of like a Goodyear blimp where it has a sign behind it. It wasn't exactly like that, but think of that. And it had these words. I don't want to ruin it.
Don't.
But it had it, and it was red, and the Eye of the Tiger was playing, but they like made it like very, it's already a very like, Eye of the Tiger, but imagine how they kind of did, what was that Beyonce song that they redid for 50 Shades of Grey. It wasn't sexy like that, but how it's completely reimagined. That's how they did Eye of the Tiger. So good.
I don't know what the hell is happening in this show. I just keep watching it, but I'm gonna keep watching because I believe that at some point I'm gonna tap in. I don't know what the hell I've never seen so many flashbacks in my life. I never know where they are in this.
I'm not going to lie.
Are we in present? Are we back?
Is I'm not going to lie.
In the world? Yeah. After the world?
This
in
last
the world?
Episode, I got confused specifically on the dad. And I'm going to tell you why. The time frame from which...
stuff happened.
The time frame...
so
this,
confused.
This actually isn't a giveaway because it happens in the first episode. Yeah, I'll say this because it's not a giveaway. The time frame from which the president dies.
Okay.
To
new world?
The new world. No, because the president dies in the new world. That's what I'm saying. So the time from which the president dies in the new world and then they have the funeral can only be a couple days.
Well, she said, okay.
So the point is when the dad went after the son, not president, but the president's son, he was
there.
He was talking to, remember, the son and Sterling K. Brown's daughter. I think her name's Presley.
Presley?
Yeah, which is also a cute name. They like each other.
Who?
And so the president's son and Presley, they're like having a little thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, they're having like a little thing, right? And so the dad comes in.
Who's
not
that?
President. The president's dad.
Oh, okay.
I'm just calling him dad because I don't remember his name. The president's dad comes in and he catches Presley and president's son having a moment.
What episode is this?
4 or 5, whatever the most recent one is.
Okay, okay.
And it was like he was having like dementia. Like, he didn't understand what was happening. And I was like, why is he so forgetful and, like, going through, like, this dementia thing when he was just coherent 3 days ago?
Who is the president's dad?
Yes. You don't remember the president's dad?
I'm going to have to rewatch.
Watch it.
I'm going to rewatch. I am, like, so excited about the show. I'm just very lost. Very, very lost. But I'm going to try again. I have watched. I am on episode 2.
I don't think
three.
I spoiled anything because we don't know anything yet. Unless you figured out something I ain't figured out. She said I just spoiled a plot line, which means you might be onto something that I'm not onto. Because me and Kev had a full discussion last night. I said, what I thought was going to happen last night was we were going to figure out how the president died. Because that's, to me, that's the whole story right now. We don't understand. That didn't happen.
What didn't happen? Oh, we didn't find out.
Yes, they were like zooming out of, they basically gave you like a timeline. It was basically like, these are the events that happened on the day the president died. Because remember, we don't know.
Yeah.
And so they would zoom out and give you like this camera view with the clock on the bottom. And I was like, oh, okay, got it. So this is what's happening. You're kind of catching us up to speed. This is what happened. And then Eye of the Tiger comes on. Sterling K. Brown is standing outside of whatchacallit's house, Sinatra's house, with his hand on his hip. Looking like, what's the 80s movie with the boombox and he's playing it?
Also, you said Sinatra's behind everything. I didn't know that part.
Are you with Uncle Billy? Do you know who Uncle Billy is?
Girl, bye.
The neighbor? There's the neighbor? Who's the neighbor? He be going on his run and he say hi to the neighbor. That's not Billy. All right. I'm going to watch again. Listen, y'all watch. So we can talk about it next week because I'm going to be caught up by next week. What's today? It's Wednesday.
Oh, Sherilyn said, you're right about that. I forgot.
What?
But you know what, Sherilyn? She said, because they're underground, you're right. That is a little bit of a spoiler. You're right about that. I apologize. But I'm going to tell you why it wasn't all the way a spoiler for me now that I've said it. When it first came on and they were showing the world, I said, this looks like the Truman Show. I literally said, this looks like the Truman Show. So when they did it, I wasn't all the way surprised because I was like, yeah, it looked perfect. It didn't look like the world. Yeah, it looks like a stage version of the world. Yeah. So, but you're right. You're right. Because it was kind of like a reveal. So I apologize. That was a little bit of a spoiler.
Well, if you're like me and confused, you don't know anyway. If that spoiled anything, you don't know. So listen, everybody go watch it. I'm going to watch it and I'm going to be tapped in next week. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to be in. Just wait. You just wait.
It is. Wait. So it's a bit of a thriller. The name of the show is Paradise. It's on Hulu. It comes out on Tuesdays.
Is the lighting weird?
It's a little blue.
I don't like how it be doing Sterling's face.
Either, especially like when he's outside. I hate that.
Fix that lighting on
that
brown skin.
I told Kev the exact same thing. And especially when shows are color-coded cool, like they lean blue. And when you're especially brown skin, it makes you ashy.
That's exactly how he looks, and I don't
you
like
look
that.
Very gray, and I hate that.
That's also why I'm distracted, because I be looking at the lighting on his skin. I don't like that.
It's not just for the flashbacks, because remember, he's outside in the early episodes and he's running with Uncle Billy outside. And that's when I first noticed it. I was like,
Is that the agent guy?
Yes.
Why is his name Uncle? Okay, bye. I didn't know his name was Uncle. Okay.
His name is Billy.
Okay.
I'm so happy. For as much as I just gave, I literally didn't give away nothing.
I'm watching.
Because Mel hasn't watched. You need to catch up. Okay. What episode are you actually at?
I thought I finished 2. I don't know. It was late at night too. Greg was asleep, but then this morning he was like, you were asleep. So also that's maybe why it's a little gray.
So I think they did the first 3 episodes. You definitely need to watch like the first 3 episodes together, because I think that's what gets you a hook. They dropped the first 3 episodes together. Okay. And then after that, they dropped them on a weekly basis.
Okay.
And so by the 3rd episode, I was hooked.
Oh.
And then me and Kev watched
that's
the
4th. That's a lot of episodes to get hooked.
Well, that's why I think they dropped them together.
That's a lot of trust in a viewer.
Well,
three?
You could put your trust in Sterling K. Brown, though.
Well, that's why I'm still
and
here.
And do you
that's
know
why I'm here?
And the writer is Dan Fogel, which also makes sense with the flashbacks. He is the writer, executive producer of This Is Us.
Oh.
And remember how flashbacky This Is Us was and the interwide timelines and all of that?
I hated that too. I tapped in late on that show and exited early.
You may not enjoy this.
I'm a do it for the Browns.
Yeah, Dan is very, if you watch This Is a Kev's like, I can tell it's not stylistically the same, but if you understand Dan from This Is Us, you'll understand
what's happening.
You will understand, oh, it does make sense. Okay. He's very timeliney. He interweaves different characters, yeah. And then it's very kind of that. But it's a thriller. It doesn't have the same, this doesn't have you crying every episode.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, it wasn't that. I think last night was maybe the fifth episode. Last week, Kevin and I watched all three. Well, we finished up to the third episode and then watched the fourth, and I thought it was bingeable. And I was like, Kev, I'll stay up and watch. Because, I was like, I want to know what happens. And we were like, oh, it's week to week. We all caught up now.
So there's only five.
Yeah, last night was the most recent episode.
All right.
So anyway, watch. I think it's very good. I've been enjoying it. I haven't found a TV show that I'm actually looking forward to watching on a weekly basis in a long time. That's not like a reality show.
Yeah.
And so I am enjoying the fact that, it gives you something to look forward to. But I do wish it was... bingeable, because I'm ready to know what happens.
Friday is Valentine, and Netflix is good for all the single people. Here's some trash TV. So there's a lot of I think Love is Blind is on Friday, and something there's like two shows I think coming out on Friday for Valentine, so we'll be watching
them. I really have high hopes for Love is Blind Valentine's Day, because I want to say the very first season of This Is Us with Lauren and Cam also dropped on Valentine's Day.
I thought they did it last year too.
Oh, it dropped on Valentine's Day.
If it wasn't Love is Blind, it was another dating show. They've been doing this whole, we know that y'all are at home single. So,
well, if Love is Blind, I don't remember if I did do Valentine's Day. I have some content I need to drop, and I haven't done it yet. I don't remember when Love is Blind, if they always consistently, but I have high hopes. That's all I'm going to say high hopes that maybe this season.
It's gonna be.
It
will
be good because they need some mojo. It hasn't been good in a.
That wasn't shade. Okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much. I want to go watch Severance.
I tried that too. What?
I want to watch it.
What a weird show! It was weird. I don't do weird. I do reality TV. That was weird for me.
Is it the show? Is it the one, same one we're talking about where the dad and he's like trying to get? Oh, that's not it. No,
this is Apple, right?
Yeah, it's on Apple. Yeah, they work in a company.
Yeah, but isn't the dad? Aren't the kids trying to overthrow the dad's power?
No, what am I thinking?
HBO.
That's Succession. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to watch.
Severance. The thing is on his head. Yeah. That alone. Listen.
Wait, what is that about then?
Weird.
I was thinking of Succession.
Weird.
But what is it about?
Weird.
From there, I might be out. So is it like your body is severed from reality, or your mind is severed from your reality? Yeah. I might not want to watch that.
See, it'd be too off of me.
I was talking about Succession.
I knew you were.
Yeah, I was definitely talking about Succession.
Because that's a good show.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I also am going to watch Good Trip. Girl, that's because I saw your thing that said good. Good Girls.
What's that?
The movie we talked about the show we talked about last week. I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
I haven't yet, but I'm going to start. All right, that's it. That's all. Thank you guys so much. We will be back on Monday. That's
Monday
a lie.
Is a holiday.
No, because she said it's a holiday but you have a conflict on Tuesday, I think you said.
So we can do Monday if you'd like.
Oh.
Wait, what holiday is on Monday?
President's Day.
It's not even in my Google calendar no more.
I bet you the America ocean is.
The Gulf of America.
I couldn't think of it.
Thank you guys so much for listening to us ramble about everything that we rambled about today. We will see you guys next Monday. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.